This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Party discipline is crumbling in China's hinterland after nearly 60 years of rigid communist rule. The sex trade that communism sought to curb is coming back. Many have turned from ideology to religion. On the third leg of his travels on Route 312 across China, NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the country's heartland, Xinjiang.
Hope is a commodity in short supply along Route 312 these days. There is hope in some of the cities where the standard of living is improving, but there seem to be as many people now for whom 20 years of economic reforms have made things worse, not better. The old securities have disappeared. The new ones have not yet been set up. In the town of Xinjiang in southern Henan province, some 500 miles west of Shanghai, karaoke bars seem to be the biggest boom industry. The Chinese love for karaoke permeates every city along Route 312. Every city in China, in fact. And where there is karaoke, there are invariably what are known in Chinese as the Sanpei Xiaojie. Literally, that means the young ladies of the three accompaniments. They accompany you to drink, to dance, and to sing. There is, of course, a fourth accompaniment, but that costs more. Jiang Mei rattles the dice and throws them onto the table with a laugh. Jiang is 20 years old, but she tries to exude the confidence of a much older woman. She's wearing a fake silk black dress that labors to emphasize her cleavage, and her nails are painted red. Her job is to play dice and sing and drink with men who come here. She's paid $12 for an evening of that, and if the man wants the fourth accompaniment in his hotel room, he must pay triple the price, nearly $40. A third of that she still has to give to the pimp who runs the karaoke parlor. Businessmen who travel along 312 often stop there, she says. Local officials come too. Jiang leaves the karaoke parlor with a visiting foreigner, thinking it's just more business as usual. And she's surprised to find herself in a hotel room being asked for an interview and nothing more. When assured her real name will not be used, she agrees, and the hopelessness pours out like a torrent. Now, ashamed, she avoids the visitor's eyes with the same determination that she tried to engage them in the bar. Both her parents have been laid off from their jobs in state-owned enterprises, part of the capitalist-style reforms that are forcing millions of Chinese people out of work. They can no longer make ends meet. Her brother is still in school, and the family can't afford the school fees. When Jiang left high school, age 16, she found a job as a waitress, which paid $25 a month. A friend told her she could sometimes earn that in one night as a hostess, so she agreed, and now she says she's trapped. I hate doing this job, she says, and I cannot tell my family, but I have no choice. And besides, it's difficult for me to give up the money now. There are too many girls like me, Jiang says, so many have hit the road to go and work elsewhere. A 21st century transfusion is taking place here. Route 312 brings the men of China to the prostitutes of Xinjiang, and the road in turn takes the women of Xinjiang out to the men of China. Prostitution was one of the social evils in the old society of the 30s and 40s that the Communist Party rose up to defeat. But now it's rife again, not just here, but in every town in China and along every road. Strict communist morality has collapsed, along with the jobs for life system that accompanied it. A long day's travel up Route 312, nestled in an apple orchard right beside the road, is a building where hope is overflowing. The sign, just below the cross on the roof, says Fu Yin Tang, Good News Hall. It's a small Protestant church, and inside a congregation of about 50 is singing hymns as it waits for the itinerant pastor to arrive and preach the sermon. This is the flip side of the collapse of communist morality in China, the explosion of religion. 71-year-old Chen Yumei became a Christian 50 years ago in the early years of communist China. She had to keep it secret then because religion was condemned as the opium of the people. We prayed in our houses, she says, and our faith gave us hope. Now, though, she says, it's completely different. We can do whatever we want. The government doesn't interfere in our church at all. This is the former communist heartland, where the Communist Party first expanded in the 1930s. Now, though, the area is dotted with churches. In the whole of China, according to some estimates, there are as many Christians as there are Communist Party members. That's roughly 60 million people. And it's not just the old. 30-year-old Lo Liuxin says she became a Christian when she was 20. I felt a complete emptiness in my life, she says. I was attracted to Christianity as soon as I first read the words of the Bible. Many people in these poor, dry, hopeless villages put all their hope in Route 312 and the journey east to find work. But Lo Liuxin has found the hope that will sustain her right here, and she's not going anywhere. After a long wait, it becomes clear that the pastor is not going to show up today. It's then that the situation for the visiting foreigner takes a surprise turn.
The service was supposed to start at 10:30, and the pastor is not here.
他应该是十点半到，是吗？啊，十点半就上礼拜了。Okay,
so the people in the church are sitting waiting for the service, and they've asked me if I will preach the sermon. This is not something I was expecting when I arrived.
但是我可能讲的不好。哎，我看看看，咱这文化都紧。
Okay, here's an 83-year-old lady who is asking me to preach the sermon. 好的,好的,那我尽量吧,但是我可能讲得不好. I'm trying to explain that this isn't really something I'm used to doing. But, 好的,好的,我, I don't think I'm going to be allowed to leave unless I preach a sermon. Not a situation I've ever been in before. Okay, where's my Bible?
The assumption in Chinese churches is that all Westerners are Christians. They didn't even ask me whether I believed in God or not. But I felt I couldn't just creep away without, in some meager way, trying to help them out. So, with Bible in one hand and tape recorder in the other, a very basic sermon is preached.
耶稣说,我就是道路,真理,生命。 若不记着我,
Heads nod politely, old ladies squint through their glasses at the strange sight at the front of their church. A child whispers loudly in his mother's ear. Soon, to the relief of all concerned, the sermon is over and I can get on the road again.
Well, what an incredible experience. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News, in a tiny rural church beside Route 312 in Shanxi Province, Western China. Let's sing a hymn. 咱们唱歌吧。
Photos of the roadside church and some of its congregation are at npr.org.